Professor Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black, the James Webb Space Telescope, gathering information that is challenging, and that is a good thing. How challenging? What, Bob?
Yes, I posted an essay on Behind the Black last week having to do with an article on space.com that implied that science had been broken by the Webb Space Telescope, and can it be fixed? And my point was that science wasn't broken by Webb in the slightest. This is typical journalism malfeasance, because Webb has simply provided new data that doesn't fit the theories. And as I quote Richard Feynman, the great astrophysicist, quote, it doesn't make a difference how beautiful your guess is. It doesn't make a difference how smart you are, who made the guess, or what his name is. If it disagrees with experiment, it's wrong. And what's simply been happening with Webb is it's pointing out that the theories of cosmologists relating to the Big Bang, expansion of the universe, and dark matter, based on really a very tiny amount of data with enormous assumptions and uncertainties, is looking wrong. There are gaps here that don't make sense. And Webb is simply confirming the fact that the theories have problems. And that's not broken science. That just means science is advancing, because science is always uncertain and you always have to try to figure out what the truth is. And so that's what we stand here with Webb. It's the best thing that comes out of Webb. As much as it costs, it is demonstrating that a lot of the theories we've had are no different than the theories before Kopernikus that said the Earth was the center of the universe.
And there's a lot of information coming. Boy, oh boy, Bob, I see articles all the time about inconsistencies.
Yes.
And the younger people who are doing this, they're really excited. I mean,
Oh, yeah. Within the physicist and scientific community, generally, people are excited by this. They're excited. The people I found, the two groups that I found to be unhappy about this are a lot of the theorists, the cosmologists, because their theories were gold, and how dare you question them. But most cosmologists actually are thrilled by it as well, but there are a few exceptions. And then the other group is journalists who don't seem to understand the uncertainty of science. They seem to think somehow that science is some religion that must be right all the time. And in fact, the whole point of science is that you're wrong most of the time, and you are glad when you're wrong, because that means you made a step forward in trying to understand how the universe works.
In other words, there might be something on the other side of the Big Bang, and I have no words for that. There aren't words.
No, no one does. We don't have any idea.
And that's great, Bob, because we're at the frontier of the English language here. We can't go any farther. No.
Yeah.
Until they give it to us. All right. We go from the James Webb Space Telescope, 13, 14 billion years out, to the volcano country of Mars. What have we learned?
There was a paper published that tried to figure out based on orbital images, map the eruptions in volcano country on Mars. It's a region of Mars that's mostly volcanic surface. And so they did it, and they came up with about 40 eruptions they could tell from flood lava. Most of these eruptions poured out lava from vents within this area, not in the big volcanoes, and they would cover territories that would be as big as countries with mere weeks. And so there's about 40 of them. The youngest is about a half a million years ago. So we're just beginning to understand the geology of Mars, and that's really cool, John.
And from Mars, we go to Jupiter. This is Juno sending us pictures of Io. Is that the cracked ice one? Io, I don't remember. Is it?
No, actually, we've got images. I've got two stories about images from Juno. The first one is Io. Io is the one that's the volcanic planet with volcanoes everywhere. And these are the closest images we've had. It did a flyby on December 30th. It's the closest we've been to this planet, moon of Jupiter, in 20 years. And so I posted an image and a close-up of that image. Once again, we're getting to see what the volcanoes look like and the lava flows around them. It basically coats the planet. It really does coat the planet. You've got volcano mountains, but the amount of volcanic activity coats everything. And the other one is close-ups of Europa that took place in 22. Scientists published a paper analyzing the closest image from that flyby from Juno. And what they've been able to determine, this is the planet with the cracked ice surface. and they think there's an underground ocean, and Europa Clipper is going to take close looks at this. Well, this particular image suggests strongly recent activity on the surface of Europa. We do not have a lot of good close-up, high-resolution images, but this one has a strange feature they call the platypus that really does look like it might have been eruptions from below of cryo water-type material, water ice or brine. Unknown, but interesting, John. It's really the future of exploring the moons of Jupiter are going to be quite spectacular.
And Curiosity gave us a movie of Mars. Who's the hero?
This is the case. Mars Curiosity rover, they use their hazard avoidance cameras to take dawn-to-dusk movies of before and behind the rover. And I posted them on Behind the Black. You can watch. You can see the sun rise, the shadows move, and the sunset. It's kind of cool.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, Space Engineering and Space Exploration. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,